Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus said, there is only need of one thing. What's that? Well, we'll get back to that in a second. But did you hear what Terry read in our second lesson from Colossians? Did you hear what she read? Pay attention. In Jesus, all things, notice, all things in heaven and on earth have been created through and for Jesus. All things, planets, rivers, canyons, you, me, every single person was created through Jesus. So what the author is saying is that in Jesus, we know the truth. And if the person's an atheist or a Buddhist or whatever they are, male or female, Republican or Democrat, their deepest identity is in Jesus. Whether they know or not, they might be an anonymous Christian. So everybody's a potential Christian because it's through Jesus all things were made. And the writer also says Jesus himself was before all things. So before anything, before the Big Bang and through the creation, it was Jesus with God. And in Jesus, all things hold together. If you think, you know, things don't seem to be meshing, this doesn't work. In Jesus, they hold together. You focus on Jesus. Now get what else Terry read. In Jesus, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. In Jesus, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. That means if you want to know God, you got to know Jesus. Jesus was like Hercules, half man, half God. Jesus was God, Jesus was man. We don't understand everything. God's ignorance is above our genius. And through Jesus, God was pleased to reconcile himself to all things. In Jesus, there is peace. In a broken world and where this seems like a pipe dream, no, focus on Jesus. You start seeing the connections. You start finding out the Scots and the Reichholz and who's connected to who. You start figuring out who's what and how we are connected to and how everything is related, that relationships are the key in Jesus. Did you hear that? Now, if this doesn't inspire you, if this doesn't knock your socks off, then get out of here. You're not going to, this doesn't leave you in awe. You don't know what's going on. That's why when we bring the gospel, everybody stands up. Because this is the word of the Lord in Jesus Christ. So let's listen to Jesus. Let's listen to our gospel reading today. Martha was one of Jesus' best friends. He used to hang out at Martha's house, kick off his sandals. And also Mary and Lazarus, they were his buds. He loved them. They loved him. And so when Jesus came, Martha was so excited. She wanted to make everything was right. The house was clean and the food was good. And that's a good thing. I mean, that hospitality, that's wonderful. Martha had that. She wanted everything to be just so. She was doing what she was taught. And it went back in her generation, the Jewish generation. We saw hundreds of years before how Abraham and Sarah prepared when those angels came and prepared them food and to make them feel welcome. When Jen and I were in the Middle East, they do that even today. And even here, we know that. We were Marthas. What would we do without our Marthas? There would be no luncheons at our church. There'd be no Oktoberfest. There'd be no Easter brunch. There would be none of those things. There wouldn't be the altar. There wouldn't be the outside so nice. I mean, we need Marthas. We need Marthas. Marthas are important. Martha felt, though, stressed out. She felt overwhelmed. Did you ever feel that way? Doing the Lord's work or trying to help somebody you feel, oh no, one more thing after another, and this demand and that demand, I gotta do this, and I'm so exhausted. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm so tired. She was too tired. She was too busy. She was too stressed, too upset, and too angry trying to do for Jesus. See, doing is a good thing. But if you feel wiped out, it's a bad thing. You know, some people say, oh, yeah, there's God, others, then me. That's not true. What did Jesus say? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. As yourself. You have to love yourself too. God loves you. He doesn't want you to violate yourself. He doesn't want to do violence to yourself. He wants you to go to an early grave for the church or for others or for your sick person in the hospital. It's good to care for them, but it's good to care for you. It's important. Rather than being still and listening to Jesus, she lost her center. She got so into being so into that she was just boom, just like took off on it. You ever feel that? What? Take off on its own, busy, 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 busy. And was sucked into by all that her culture said she should do, she must do, she has to do, not to feel guilty. I mean, you got to take care, you got to go, go, go. Ever feel that way? Huh? I mean, Don was honest in the newsletter. He felt stressed out. I feel that way at times. I get away from the one thing. The great spiritual master, Thomas Merton, I love Thomas Merton. He's not a cardinal, though. He was a monk, yeah. But he wrote, to observe myself being carried away by a multitude of conflicting concerns, to surround myself with too many demands, to commit myself to too many projects, to want to help everyone in every situation and everything is to succumb to violence. Violence, Jesus doesn't like violence in any way, but especially don't do violence to yourself. You know, Mother Teresa, she did so much good in Calcutta that she's now Saint Mother Teresa. And the sisters that were with her, they were the people that are dying, that had worms and stench, and you know, their hair was falling out, and they loved them. They saw Jesus in them. But before they did anything, Mother Teresa would say, you go to chapel and you fill up with Jesus. Fill up with Jesus. Fill up with Jesus till it overflows. Then you go out. And when you find yourself being stressed and anxious and resentful, oh, one more damn thing after another, stop. Go back to the chapel. Fill up with Jesus till Jesus overflows. Then go back out. How's your spiritual tank today? You running on empty? Are you a third full of Jesus? Two-thirds? You overflowing? I mean, you're taking the best part. You're doing something that's countercultural in our society. You're going to church. You're taking the time. Receive word and sacrament. Now, neither Jesus nor Thomas Merton nor Mother Teresa is saying that work is not important. Work is important. Good, hard work is always important, especially for others. To work for goodness, to work to feed the hungry, to work for justice, to care for those in need. And sometimes you need to receive. Oh, I don't want to receive. When I had my cancer, I was in the hospital. My wife went 110%. She came to visit me in the hospital. She played some beautiful Enya. You know, the spiritual Celtic music. It was beautiful, you know. And she was... I didn't give anything back to her. Now I'm healthy. I still don't know. I'm trying to help out now a little more. no. But there is a time and a place for work and a time and a place to rest. Look at God. Look at God. Look at Genesis 1. God created the heaven. He saw that it was good, 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 good. And what did God do on the seventh day? He did nothing. Nada. He kicked back. And what's the day he really blessed? He blessed the Sabbath day. And he said, keep it holy. Keep it holy for you too. That's what God wants us to do. You know, there's a wonderful spiritual master, Bernard of Clairvaux, in the 11th century, Dominican, 11th century. That's the 1000s, yeah. And he wrote this, which I love. We must not give to others what we have not received ourselves. You can't give what you don't have. If you are wise, therefore, you will show yourselves to be a reservoir and not a canal. For a canal pours out as fast as it takes in, but a reservoir waits until it is full and therefore overflowing and communicates its surplus. He's talking, remember, this is back in the 1000s. We have all too few reservoirs in the church at present, though we have canals aplenty. He goes on to say, be filled thyself. Then, and out of thy fullness and abundance, help me if thou canst. If not, spare thyself. You know, we need Martha. We need Mary. We need Marthas. But in our society, we're awarded for, I work 14 hours a day, 15 hours a day. I don't take time for that. I don't take time for myself. Ooh, look at me, a hero. No, Jesus is saying, no. One thing, you start with him. You start with him. You pray in his name and are filled to go out and do. When you do that, though, when you center in Jesus, and you give from your abundance, you give from Jesus in your heart, then there's a joy. It's kind of like our ice cream social. There's a joy, there's a happiness, there's an energy. There's a different quality about you that you notice. You give Jesus to others with joy, and others notice in you. And there is love, and there is joy, and there is a peace that passes all understanding, that keeps your heart and keeps your mind and keeps your doings in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.